Hello, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Gareth Williams. I'm at the Latitude Festival, backstage of the BBC Introducing Stage, and I'm today speaking to Isabel Brown. Isabel, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Gareth?
I'm not doing too badly. So, first time at Latitude, I believe. What have you? You've not been on site long. How are you finding it so far?
I'm really loving it. I'm seeing a lot of food, so I'm like, ooh, getting
the food is very special this year.
I'm in shock. There's so much food. I'm loving it.
Okay, we can talk about the food later, but let's talk about you and what you're doing here and why you're here. So we've been playing some of your mixtape out on Phoenix FM. But for anyone that hasn't heard you, how would you describe your sound? And I know people don't often like this question, but I have to ask it. So.
Not to toot my own horn, but I'd say I've got a bit of soul in my voice, and I like to add, you know, that young hip-hop feature, and I just say I try to be, you know, feel good listening happy songs.
Brilliant. You're from Brighton. It's a really artistic city. I mean, how has sort of growing up in that, has that been something that's inspired you and helped your creativity?
Yeah, I really love living in Brighton because, you know, there's so much artwork and beautiful creativity all around you, and I try to, you know, include that, the colours and everything, into my writing.
Thank you. I mean, I've read you've been writing since the age of seven. I mean, how did you start that? I mean, most 7-year-olds are not writing songs, and I think the mixtape, a lot of those songs were written when you were 12. I mean, that's
Basically, when I was younger, I liked to write poems. I actually won the poem recital, so you are in the presence of genius. So, so I like to write poems and I like to sing. So I thought, why not combine the two and write a song?
Brilliant. Okay. You did a gig just recently earlier in the year for the youth music charity in Brighton.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you get involved in that, and how important is that kind of thing for young people today, trying to get into sort of music and the like?
So my manager had connections with the people who run it, and I just think it's like such a great idea, you know, because some people aren't as fortunate and haven't been given the chance to, you know, express themselves through music, and this charity gives them that opportunity. And so, yeah, I think it's a really good idea.
Fantastic charity to support then. There's a video online of you singing Otis Redding very well, I would say. Who are your inspirations? So what was the music you listened to, that kind of thing?
A whole scroll of people I listen to, but I really like James Brown, Nina Simone, Tina Turner, anyone that makes me feel something, anyone with skill. So, like, there's this rapper called Ocean Wisdom, he can rap really fast, so, you know, I just love all music, really.
Brilliant. I was lucky enough to see James Brown. I mean, he was...
Did you?
Yes.
Did you really? How come?
He played Glastonbury quite a few years ago, and he was brilliant, and he was such a performer.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Sorry, this is... See, I said I'd make... It would be me mucking up, not you. I knew I was going to...
I thought I was going to mess up.
No, I have to try and think and do things at the same time. I'm not very good at that. So you're performing on the BBC Introducing Stage here at Latitude. I mean, do you enjoy playing live? I mean, how important is the live part of what you do to you?
The live part is really important. At first, I really didn't like doing it because I was getting too nervous, and I thought, oh, I'm shaking. Like, I stopped wearing heels because my legs started shaking too much. And so, but now I absolutely love it. And once I'm on, you can't get me off.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to the set later. So you're on a bit later.
I said, yeah, it's
how have you found the festival so far? I don't think I've asked you that question here yet. I've asked it to you, but I don't think I've asked
and
you on the interview.
How have I found it so far? I found it really good because, like, you know, you're walking through, you're hearing all this music, going, oh, what's that? Oh, what's that? So, you know, there's loads of new things for me to try and to listen to and to take home, and I'm loving it.
And the food, which you did
and
mention. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, yeah. I thought I'd ask you something similar to that, but yeah, yeah. Are you staying around after your set to watch anybody, or have you got to get back home?
I'm going to stay as long as possible. I'm going to stay until they kick me out, basically. As long as there's still music playing, I'm going to be staying here. So
you said to me a little bit earlier, well, you spotted MNNK is playing.
MNNK, yeah. Where is he playing?
He's playing on the BBC tent up at the hill. I saw him play here a few years ago. Great live performer. So, a fan?
His voice. Like, I only properly recently heard him. Ooh, I love it. It's giving me shivers.
and he's the voice is that good live as well. Yeah, so your mixtape, Only Having a Laugh, took 4 years to come out. Please tell me there's going to be more new music in less time than that.
Ooh, Gareth. I'm not sure if I can... Well, I can't disclose too much, but what I can tell you is something's coming. Okay, so every time there's a thunderstorm, you'll know that something's coming. And that rumble in your stomach, you go, oh, something's coming. So, but I will tell you that it won't be as long as 4 years. Something very soon.
Oh, fantastic. So what can you tell me that you are doing next other than what you can't tell me, but that's exciting news?
All I can tell you is that whatever comes out next is going to be an absolute banger. Not to not to toot my own horn. And, yeah, I hope everyone loves it and tunes in.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much for your time today.
You,
looking forward to watching your set later. Have a great festival.
Thank you.